Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Barron on his way into town. This guy, the Steelers have apparently signed him, a former first rounder, two-year, $12 million deal, and he's a guy that got released at the end of last season by the Rams. He's come in, and he's going to come in. Now, I caution people. He's not going to be Ryan Shazier. Like, I saw that right away.
No.
A couple people wrote on Twitter, well, he's not Ryan Shazier. Well, show me all the players that are. I mean, that you know.
They're not exactly lined up around the block.
It'd be real easy if you could just go somebody that
right.
was. Go
Let me
get
go to the Shazier store and get one of those.
Ryan,
it's not happening.
What we're seeing right now with the Pittsburgh Steelers is how hard it is to replace Ryan Shazier because of how damn good Ryan Shazier was.
To the extent where they tried to essentially overhaul their entire system last year.
Because they couldn't find a guy like him.
And so they tried to plug a round peg into a square hole with Morgan Burnett. Didn't work. Burnett's injury's not helping. And so this year they say, you know what? We're going to go out and get a guy who can actually play dime linebacker if we want him to. We're going to insulate ourselves against having to take an inside linebacker at a certain spot in the draft. And we're going to go get a guy who also has coverage experience because he's a converted safety.
So the nuts and bolts of it is that Morgan Burnett is going to be looking for a job. He's going to be out. The nuts and bolts of this is, as I said, a two-year deal, $12 million. Barron's 230 pounds. He's 29 years old. He's transitioned from that hybrid position to that pretty much inside linebacker position. But he does fit that 3-3-5 stack in that he's a guy that can run a little bit. He's a guy that can tackle. He can come up and play the run a little bit. The downside is he's a former first-round pick that's never found the traction that they thought in this league. He's a guy that gets crushed by all the metrics, by Pro Football Focus, by when you grade out with
the advanced metrics of
football.
Right.
Just absolutely just gets annihilated by
them. And people will tell you he's a tackle accumulator when he was accumulating tackles because he was parked in the middle. But look, this is a guy that is essentially for now, depending on what happens in the draft, you line him up inside next to Vince Williams.
Well, yeah, and if a linebacker isn't available at 20, they've given themselves a bit of cover for now in that he could play with Bostic and with Williams and see what happens.
And this drops Bostic back into more of a reserve role because L.J. Ford is out now. So you've got you've added some linebacker depth.
That's the one avenue, but go the other avenue, that if there is someone available.
Yes, then you go ahead and get them and you work them in with Barron. Who better to teach a young, quick, sideline-to-sideline linebacker than a guy who has experience being just that? So I like the pick on, or the signing, pardon me, on multiple levels. And if you do end up, like you said, with a Devin Bush falling to you at 20, or you end up going up even to get Devin White if they were to get so adventurous, then you have somebody to mentor them along on the
this
inside.
This is buying the insurance before you know if you've gone to the car lot or not.
Yes.
And that's, to me, is exactly what it is.
And look now, the three biggest holes that we talked about going into the offseason, corner, inside backer, wide receiver became the third one when AB was traded. Those have all been addressed. There's a little bit of, as you rightly called it, insurance at all three of those positions now that you don't feel absolutely shoehorned into having to make a pick at one of those positions at a certain spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like it. I like it. If they go into the season and don't get one of the Devons, though, I don't like it as much.
No.
But you don't get caught totally with your pants down.
Right.
You don't.
Or maybe it just doesn't work for you there. You don't have the opportunity to trade up because people don't like the picks that you're offering to trade up. You can get that inside linebacker later and not feel awful about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.